You know what I love? I love when a place just hits you the second the wheels touch. And I mean hits you like the world shifts and you're somewhere completely different. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And today I need to tell you about Mackinac Island because I landed there last summer and I'm still not over it. Mackinac Island Airport, Mike Charlie Delta, runway 273, 500 feet of pavement sitting on top of a bluff on an island in the Straits of Mackinac, right where Lake Huron meets Lake Michigan. And here's the thing that makes this place absolutely unlike anywhere else you will ever fly. There are no cars on this island. None. Zero. They have been banned since 1898. You get around by horse, by bicycle, or by foot. That is it. So when you shut down on the ramp and climb out of your airplane, the first thing you notice is silence. Not quiet. Silence, no engines, no traffic, just wind and the clip-clop of horse hooves somewhere in the distance, and maybe a seagull arguing with another seagull. It is surreal. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey. First solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story, AviationSoul.com. So let me take you there, let me set this up properly. You're coming in from the south, let's say from somewhere in lower Michigan. You cross the shoreline and suddenly you're over the straits. The water below you is this impossible blue-green and you can see the Mackinac Bridge off your left wing. 5 miles of suspension bridge connecting the upper and lower peninsulas. It is stunning from the air. I mean, genuinely stunning. One of those views that makes you grab for your camera even though you know you should be flying the airplane.
The island itself appears ahead of you. It is small, about 4 square miles total. Heavily forested, ringed by limestone bluffs, and right in the middle of the straits like somebody dropped it there on purpose. You can see the Grand Hotel for miles out, that famous white facade stretching across the hilltop with the longest porch in the world, 660 feet of porch. I looked it up. Now the airport sits up on the interior plateau of the island at about 720 feet above sea level. The approach to runway 27 brings you in over the water and up over the bluffs. You need to be paying attention because there are trees on the approach end, and the runway is not exactly JFK 3,500 feet. Plenty for most general aviation aircraft, but you're not going to be sloppy about it. There is no tower. Common traffic advisory frequency, 1, 2, 2.8. You make your calls, you keep your eyes outside, and you put it on the numbers, and then you're there. And everything changes. The ramp is small, maybe a dozen tie-downs. There is a little terminal building that looks like it belongs in a Norman Rockwell painting. And parked next to the ramp, there might be a horse-drawn taxi waiting. I'm not kidding, a horse-drawn taxi, because that is how you get to town. You tie down your Bonanza or your Cherokee or your 182 and you climb into a carriage pulled by a team of draft horses and you clip-clop down the hill into the village. The first time it happens, you just sit there grinning like an idiot. At least I did. Now let me tell you about the guy I met on the ramp. His name is Dave and he has been flying to Mackinac Island every summer for 23 years. 23 years, he flies a Cessna 182 out of Traverse City, and he told me this is the one trip his wife never says no to. Never. She packs a bag the night before. She is in the right seat at dawn, and they spend 2 days on the island every July without fail.
I asked him what keeps bringing him back, and he said something that stuck with me. He said, "This island does not move at the speed of the rest of the world." He said, "When you land here, you are not just going to a different place. You are going to a different time," and he is right. He is absolutely right. The village of Mackinac Island looks like someone preserved 1890 and just kept polishing it. Victorian houses with wrap-around porches, flower boxes everywhere. Little shops selling fudge, and honestly, the fudge is a big deal here. There are like a dozen fudge shops on an island that is 4 miles across. The whole town smells like chocolate and horses. That is the smell of Mackinac Island. Chocolate and horses, and it works somehow. Now you have to go to the Grand Hotel, you have to, even if you do not stay there, and honestly it is not cheap. You have to at least walk the grounds. The front porch is insane. You sit in a rocking chair 600 feet above the straits, looking out over the water toward the bridge, and you think this is why I learnt to fly, this, right here. To get to places like this under my own power, but here's my favourite part, here's what I was not expecting. I rented a bicycle. You can rent bicycles everywhere on the island, and I rode the perimeter road. 8 miles around the entire island, lake on one side, limestone cliffs and forest on the other. No cars, no exhaust, no honking,
just the sound of your tires on the pavement and the water lapping against the rocks below and birds everywhere. I came around a bend on the north side, and there was Arch Rock, this natural limestone arch jutting out from the cliff face 146 feet above the water. You look up at it, and you think, how is that even standing? It looks like it should have fallen 1,000 years ago.
I stopped at British Landing on the north shore. That is where the British landed during the War of 1812, to retake the island from the Americans. There is a small beach and a nature centre, and it is so quiet you can hear the waves from 100 yards inland. I sat there eating a sandwich, thinking about how pilots get to experience places that most people either rush through or never visit at all. Because we fly in, we slow down, we actually see it. Back in town I had lunch at the Yankee Rebel Tavern, whitefish. You get the whitefish, Lake Michigan whitefish, locally caught, and it is incredible. Flaky, buttery, perfect. I sat on the patio watching the horse-drawn carriages go by, and a family walked past with 3 kids all holding massive ice-cream cones, and the littlest one had chocolate all over her face, and she looked like the happiest human being on the planet. That is the energy of this island, just pure, uncomplicated joy. I talked to one of the carriage drivers, a young woman named Sarah, who has been working the island summers for 6 years. She is a college student from Michigan State, and she told me the horses are everything here. There are about 600 horses on the island during the summer. They pull the carriages, they haul the freight, they move the garbage, everything that a truck does on the mainland, a horse does on Mackinac Island. She said the horses know the routes better than the drivers do. She said her team could probably do the tour without her. She just holds the reins so the tourists feel safe. I asked her if she ever gets tired of the horse pace, and she laughed and said you get tired of the car pace when you go home. She said after a summer here, driving on the freeway feels violent, and I thought about that flying back to the mainland, about how we spend so much time going fast that we forget what slow feels like, and Mackinac Island is slow, beautifully, deliberately, stubbornly slow. Now let me give you the practical stuff, because I know you're already planning this trip in your head. The airport is open year-round, but the island season really runs May through October. Peak season is July and August, and the ramp can get busy on summer weekends. There is no fuel on the island. Let me say that again. No fuel. You need to plan your fuel before you go. Pelston Regional is just across the straits on the mainland, about 10 nautical miles south. They have fuel. Top off at Pelston, hop over to the island, and you're golden. Tie-down fees are reasonable. There is a small landing fee during peak season. The airport has a restroom and a phone, and not much else, but you do not need much else because you're about to get on a horse. Overnight, tie-downs are available. And honestly, this is a place you want to stay overnight. 1 day is not enough. 2 is better. 3 is ideal. Stay at one of the bed and breakfasts in town, walk the fort. Fort Mackinac sits on the bluff above the harbour, and the views from up there are spectacular. Visit the Butterfly Conservatory, ride the perimeter road, eat so much fudge you feel guilty about it, and then eat more. The approach considerations are worth talking about. The straits can generate their own weather. Fog rolls in fast, especially in the morning. I have heard stories of pilots getting to the island and finding it completely socked in even when the mainland is clear. Check the weather carefully. And the winds through the straits can be funky. The terrain around the airport is higher than you might expect, and those trees on the approach end of 2, 7 are real. Fly a stabilized approach. Do not get low.
There is one more thing I want to tell you about. On my second morning, I walked up to the airport early, like 6:30 in the morning early. I wanted to check the tie-downs and just spend a minute with the airplane before the day started, and I was standing on the ramp in the fog, and I could hear the Mackinac Island ferry horn somewhere out on the water, and a horse nickered in a stable down the hill, and a robin was going absolutely nuts in the tree next to the terminal building, and my airplane was sitting there, due on the wings, tied to an island that has not changed in 100 years, and I thought, this is it. This is why we do this. This is a place you fly to, not drive to, not take a ferry to. You fly to it, you land on a bluff in the middle of the straits, and you step out of the 21st century and into something better. Every pilot should put Mackinac Island on their list, put it at the top. Big thanks to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources website and the Mackinac Island Tourism Bureau for the historical details, and if you want more destinations like this, come find us at radiohangar.com. I'm Ramp. Go fly somewhere that makes you forget about the highway. See you next time.